This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
So glad to have you with us, and it's a good night tonight. Mike Lindell, the founder, the originator of MyPillow, is going to be our exclusive guest. Let's go to the big board right away tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. He's going to come in studio. He actually was with me in studio this week here in New York City. We've got a story about where he came from, and then why is he meeting in this picture here with Donald Trump and Mr. Mike Pence. The two of them are there, and of course he was there. What happened when he went to see Donald Trump? This is a worldwide exclusive that he's giving to us tonight at Radio Night Live, and we are very, very excited that he had decided to sit down and chat with us a bit about that. Kevin McCullough is my name. If you're not familiar with what we do here on Saturday nights, we do a little radio show, and we do it on TV and radio all over the country. Our friends at BizTelevision helped get it into, I don't know, 44 or 49 or 50 or something like that, top television markets across the country. We welcomed San Diego to the family last week. And on the radio side, the Genesis Communications people and the Salem Media Group, they're doing such good stuff, and they keep finding new places to get our voice out to great places like Little Rock, Arkansas, and Omaha, Nebraska, and Orlando, Florida, and just couldn't be happier than to be with you on a Saturday night. There are some news. We like to keep you in touch with what's going on news-wise, and sometimes I try to have some fun with it. It's hard to have fun when you're angry. And I'll tell you why I'm angry in a second. But first, I want to tell you about something else. If you've watched Kevin McCullough, if you've been a part of KMC, what we've done on the air over the years, you know that my website, TheBingeThinker.com, is where you can go and get my column, my commentary, the podcast to the shows. You can join all the social media, the Twitter face, and the tube snap, and all the other stuff that we have. I don't even know what they're all called. The stream tube? Is that what it is? Have I said any of them right? I don't think so. The tweeter. Do we do the tweeter? I think we do the tweeter. Anyway, you can join all of them on the homepage at TheBingeThinker.com. But I want you to start going there for one other reason. Because while I do have a lot of commentary about politics and the news of the day, someone challenged me the other day and they said, Kev, I want you to think about this. You interview all these experts in life, and they're experts about everything. I've got doctors coming out the wazoo, but PhDs, MDs, D-laws. I mean, it's like it's just crazy how many really wacky, smart people have crossed my path, and people that are actually committing their life to helping other people's lives improve. And someone told me a long time ago, you want to live a happy life, dedicate your life to making other people's lives better. So I thought, you know what? I've got this repertoire of people to draw upon. What if I could start having people give me 4 or 5 points on any given subject matter as to why their life would be improved if they follow and get them all from experts? So Mr. Ivan can throw the graphic up on the screen. Over at The Binge Thinker, we're going to start a new series called Resource Strategies. Now, if you're watching on Biz TV, you see the graphic, but let me describe it for the radio audience. It is the picture of a light bulb, which is the universal sign for an idea. And these are ideas to help you live life to the fullest. So the light bulb is the idea, but inside the light bulb, there are gears, which means that these things have to work. So the ideas actually have to work with one another in order to be successful. And the whole thing is made out of wood. hand-carved wood, which actually indicates that life is hard work and there's a lot that you have to do. So if you work really hard at implementing the ideas and you let them work with the proven truths that we can give them to you, then I promise you these resources are going to be a way to make your life better. So be looking for that on the website, TheBingeThinker.com. We might put some of them on the air as well. We might bring some of the people in and say, hey, you gave us 5 steps to, you know, this or that. Why? But because people were like, you know, Trump and Hillary, you know, what are we going to do after November 8th? Well, we're not going to talk about resource strategies all the time. But I want to be able to offer some help from the wealth of people that I have in my life that are willing to help people, and I want to help them as well. So that's going to be on the lookout for that coming up. Now, why am I angry at the start of tonight's show? Especially when I've got Mike Lindell coming on, who is one of my greatest friends. He is he's one of those strategies. He's one of those resources that's going to help us figure out some strategies for life. He's already volunteered to be part of it. But let me explain why I'm upset. Yesterday afternoon, it was revealed that the nation of Iran and the administration entered into yet one more side deal attached to the Iran deal from a few months ago. Now, we already know that the Iran deal is a mess. It's an abject, laughable failure in terms of trying to keep Iran from, quote, getting a nuclear weapon. Anybody that's looked at it, you talk to experts, they tell you what it actually has done is put them on the fast track to getting a nuclear weapon. So that's what it's actually done. While we were told it's going to slow them down, it didn't slow them down. And part of the reason it didn't slow them down is because if you just read the 2,000-page summaries that they let us all read, then you think, oh, well, maybe it would work. And then you find out they made all these side deals. Kev, what do you mean? Side deals that the president entered into that weren't a part of the main deal and that we were never told about. One of them a few months ago allows Iran to self-inspect their most sensitive nuclear sites. So they're going to go in, we think that you might be making nuclear bombs in there. Oh, okay, we'll go and check. We check for ourselves. Okay, thank you, come again, thank you. And they go and they look and they don't find nothing. They don't find, quote, nothing. I know, you grammarians, they didn't find anything. But I'm feeling my oats tonight. They didn't find nothing. That's what they're going to say. We find nothing. You move along. And so that's one of them. We're going to let them self-inspect their most sensitive nuclear sites. Another side deal that we made. Oh, how about we send $400 million of cash on pallets, on private jet planes over to Iran? Because, you know, they couldn't use any, like, liquid form of currency to, like, give to Hamas or Hezbollah to help go blow themselves up like they do $25,000 per family that they give to a family where a suicide bomber goes and blows himself up for the great cause against an Israeli, which they do. So we give them $400 million. Oh, and by the way, that's in exchange for 4 American citizens that they wrongfully imprisoned and should have never had. And we didn't have the courage to go get them. We just let them sit there and rot. And then we make some sort of rotten deal where we're paying the number one terrorist state in the world to get our own people back. But then that wasn't enough. We didn't find out that it was just $400 million because another side deal said we would give them $1.3 billion on the side in exchange for those prisoners. And then there's this other deal where back in July of 2014, we started sending them $700 million a month. To date, that's more than $33 billion that we have sent to the number one terror-producing nation in the country, in the world. The number one terror sponsoring nation on planet Earth, we have given $33 billion, $700 million a month since going back to July of 2014. These were all side deals. These were all things that the president knew we were doing, that nobody else knew we were doing. Congress didn't know, the people didn't know, the Senate didn't know. So we find out on Friday, one more side deal was agreed to. One more side deal that was rather significant. Now, there were two reasons why we had to get the Iran deal done. Remember? Remember what they were? We had to stop the two big dangers that Iran had. Iranian nuclear weapons and Iranian ballistic missile programs. Because they use them together. See, You have the nuclear warhead, you put it on the missile, then you shoot the missile and it destroys whatever it touches. But if they don't have the missiles and they don't have the warheads, then they can't blow things up. They can't blow stuff up. So most normal people think it's probably a good thing not to give the world's number one terror state nuclear warheads and ballistic missiles. But no. Now we find out that they have advanced their ballistic missile training. And as of Friday, we have taken the sanctions off the banks that were helping them finance it. I break all of this down in my brand new piece. It's on the website, Funding Our Own Destruction. You can read it at TheBingeThinker.com. But friends, your government has betrayed you with our number one enemy many, many times in private. And it's something that if you don't vote on anything else this November, you need to understand that Hillary Clinton believes that what we're doing is the right thing to do. And Donald Trump believes that all of this was a big hacking mistake. I don't know what you're thinking about in November, but that is where I'm at. Coming back with an exclusive with Mike Lindell. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
See? You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys.
Live from New York, that's a live shot of New York City if you're watching on Biz TV, and more of you are. We're so appreciative of it. Please check us out at TheBingeThinker.com. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live, and I am so honored to have this next guest as a friend. He is not live with us tonight. He stopped in for an exclusive sit-down with me behind the scenes. He was doing a whole host of media because he just met with Donald Trump just recently, and he hadn't told his story about how that meeting went, and while he was able to tease it on a lot of different media outlets in New York, he didn't take the time to sit down and do what we're about to do, which is go into great detail with it. So it was with great affection that I welcomed Mike Lindell back to the microphone, and this is how I welcomed him. I just said, hey, Mike, good to have you.
Well, it's great to be here.
You just came in the last few days from a meeting with the man who wants to be the president. He is running against Hillary Clinton. He is the representative for the Republican Party. His name is Donald Trump. I've got so much I want to ask you about. But go back to the very beginning. Where did you first get an idea that you and Mr. Trump were going to have a sit-down?
Well, you know, when I heard he was running for president last summer, I had an opportunity to meet him before that, and I actually had a show that I was going to, and it got too late. And I said, you know what? I said, that's all right. I can meet him another time. And then I heard he was running for president. I said, wait a minute. I want to meet him. And then we got to, it was actually the National Prayer Breakfast. I had a couple divine appointments that happened. And I'm at the National Prayer Breakfast, and I was picked out of the whole crowd, 12 of us, to go to pray with him about the upcoming election and other things, mostly about the election, talking about the election, where this country would go if we didn't have the right person elected.
Right.
Yeah, we're in the prayer room, and then we're done praying, and Dr. Carson and I and his wife stayed there. It was just the three of us.
Dr. Ben Carson.
Yeah, Dr. Ben Carson, and we talked for about 10 minutes afterwards. Her and I and him and I sent him pillows, and then you got to fast forward to the Republican convention,
right?
And I was blessed to be able to go to that. And
you came by and saw us. You did a lot of media and stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to meet the pillow guy.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal. Everyone's coming up to me, going, I know you, and I'm going, okay. It's like, and then I got to be in Mr. Trump's family area, in his area, and wow, I started meeting the people that have worked with him 10, 20 years, and it was the nicest people, and even the Secret Service in that section was, where they were nice. I mean, I have my pictures with them. I go, I gotta have my picture with you guys. I just couldn't believe, because I've been in all situations with corporate America and stuff, from one extreme of people to the other, and these were just, it was nice throughout. I just had this great, I'm very good at reading people. I've been in some bad places and
sure.
Good places. Just amazing. I think I told you that, Kevin, we were there, and how these people are so nice. Well, then I go to leave there, and I was actually going to QVC. So I was going to Philadelphia. And
to sell your pillows.
Yeah, to sell my pillows.
You have these big weekends where you go on the air and sell
24 hours. Yeah, exactly. And I go, I get on the plane, and there was Dr. Carson.
This is flying from the convention to go to Philadelphia.
And that morning, I almost missed the plane because I came downstairs and Rudy Giuliani was there. And I go, hey, he's a hero of mine. And
yeah, but he turned around and said, you're the pillow guy.
Yeah, he recognized me right away. And we talked. And then, I barely get to the plane. I get on and there's Dr. Carson and his wife, Candy, she goes, you know what? We knew you were going to be on this plane, or that we were going to see you at the Republican at this convention. And she said, can I switch seats with you, and so you can talk with my husband? And we switched seats, and of course, then a bunch of people started taking pictures.
So Mrs. Carson gives up her seat, and they were sitting in first class.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And said, here, sit next to Dr. Carson.
Yeah, I would have been kitty corner from him, and she said, you know, they had gotten in prayer or whatever that we were going to meet at the Republican convention. Well, we didn't meet there, but, you know, so they were full in faith that we were going to meet on this plane.
That's crazy.
And we switched seats, and then Mr. Carson told me the same thing. He says, and we started talking, and I was telling him all the things that I'm personally doing with the inner cities and ideas I had, and then he was telling me, you know, we were trading stories. It was just me. We talked for an hour and a half, or
the whole flight.
And I kind of felt I'm feeling a little guilty. I'm going, wow, I tied up, you know, all this time. You know, you always wonder if you talk too much cities, you know, and which I do sometimes, I think. And anyway, I went up to him and I said, you know, Mr. Carson, sorry, you know, I took up the whole, you know, flight. He says, no, Mike, that's, you know, it was great. It was great. And anyway, then I'm leaving Philadelphia flying to L.A. I was going to L.A. I'm actually doing a movie with Stephen Baldwin, movie.
You were going to do some shooting for it.
We're doing some shooting. I'm at a cameo on that. And I'm on the plane, and I actually bought a magazine thing about Mr. Trump, and I brought something for another thing for the Bible, and this book on the Bible or something. And I had those two because it's kind of, for me, it was surreal. I open up, and I get a ding on my phone. It's an email once we got in the air, and it was from Mr. Trump's executive assistant to Mr. Trump wants to meet you. And so Mr. Carson had told him, you know, the stuff that I'm doing for the, you know, you're going to do for the inner cities and that thing. And he wanted to meet me and get, you know, a businessman's opinion on what's going on in this country. And I just got, I'm going, are you kidding me? This is incredible.
This is one of those things that's really interesting about Trump. And it's one of those things where I think people don't expect it. And I think it's one of the things that we need more of. It seems to me he is very interested in the private sector, particularly people that are successful, mm-hmm. in saying, how can we use private sector power, ideas, innovation, mm-hmm. entrepreneurialism, mm-hmm. all these things to try to apply those to the greatest challenges that the government that we face as a nation. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into what happened in the meeting a little bit later, but I want to ask you this question before we go any further. When all of this was going on, because it's one thing to think, it'd be nice to have a meeting. We've all sat and said, well, if I could sit in the White House for 20 minutes, right. What would I talk to President Obama about or President Bush? Right. It's another thing to actually begin to get a hope that could actually happen. Mm-hmm. Were you excited about that? Did you think it was actually going to happen? Were you like, oh, I don't want to be disappointed if this doesn't happen? Like, did it just become a reality immediately, or did it take a little while to think this is actually going to be something that
as I got the plane and I got that email, I mean, it was, I can't even describe the feeling. I knew it was going to happen. I had had even premonitions way before that this was going to happen, all the way from the summer before, and I'm going, well, why would, you know, I get a lot of stuff in prayer.
When we were in Israel together.
Yeah, yeah, I even told you that. I think I mentioned to you, I go, you know.
And we weren't even talking about the election at that point.
Right, no, we were not.
No, we weren't talking about it at that time, but we will talk about how it impacts the election. Mike Lindell, my guest. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. His exclusive meeting with Donald Trump as part of what we talk about when we continue. It's a very special edition. By the way, you can get your MyPillows, 800-506-2641. You can still get 4.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from New York, a beautiful night in New York City. If you're joining us on the Biz TV, that's a live shot of what Times Square looks like, and just couldn't be any prettier. It is autumn. The temperatures are cooling down and so forth, but I was so honored when Mike Lindell walked into my studio earlier this week. He's the inventor of MyPillow, and he was telling us before we went to that last break that he had a premonition that he was going to get to meet Donald Trump. In fact, he was certain it was going to happen.
It was that moment, that, you know, on the plane, I'm going, you know, it was almost, I knew it was going to be a divine appointment.
Yeah.
And I'm actually almost teared up on the plane. And the guy next to me on the plane in first class, he goes, are you all right? And I go, yes, I'm fine.
See, if that were me, I'd pull out a notepad and I'd just start writing every single thing I wanted to you know, tell him when you get it. Because I've had a few chances to meet presidents or people of that stature, and when you have their time, it is such an honor, mm-hmm. but you want to be respectful of that and treat them with that. Well, it's interesting. If you're just joining us, those are some of the first impressions about how Mike Lindell thought he was going to get a meeting with one Donald Trump, which he did, in fact, get. And we're going to get to that and what happened in the meeting in just a little bit. But I want to delve back into Mike's story for those of you that are just joining me and have never heard the story before. Because, Mike, they see you on the television, and you're literally everywhere. I think I saw you in the NFL the other day in the middle of a game. By the way, you weren't the one sitting during the national anthem. That's somewhere else. Your story is one that I think every American would like to latch onto and say that is a real example of what America can be when you experience the American dream. You had an idea about a pillow, and now you've become the most successful pillow company that's ever existed, practically. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how many pillows you've sold now. How many?
25 million.
25 million. No. Okay, you were here 4 months ago, and it was 11.
Yeah,
so
yeah, what, it's just been it's crazy. We keep going up, up, up.
But how did that come about? Like, who were you when you were just getting the idea for the pillow?
Well, you go back, way back when I was 16, I actually bought a pillow with one of my first paychecks, and it didn't work, and I couldn't return it, but I'm looking around the department stores and trying out pillows, and
you bought the really expensive one.
Yeah,
I spent
my whole paycheck. It was $70-some in, in 1977, and it was an expensive down pillow, and it didn't work, and I couldn't return it, and
were you the height and size you are now? Were you 6 foot?
No,
whatever?
I was a lot smaller. Was a lot smaller.
But even then, you had difficulty.
I tried everything throughout my life of pillows. I mean, I tried every different pillow that would come along, which was weird for somebody. There's a guy trying out pillows all through his life,
but if you can't get sleep, like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, everyone, I think I've changed the whole industry. People thought that, it's your bed. Or people have become complacent, thinking that, this is just the way it is. I'm
going to
flip-flop all night. I'm going to use my arm. I'm going to wake up with headaches, necking, all these different things that we don't, we don't associate that it's your pillow. It's keeping your neck straight at night for you as an individual. And these were things, when I actually had a dream, I believe, God gave me this idea just for this platform for a bigger purpose. I've said that, and that's coming into being right now. It was the logo first, and I'm writing logos all around. I have a documentary coming out. It's funny, my daughter says in the documentary, she came upstairs, and she goes, and there's my pillows wrote all over the house. She goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "I'm going to invent a pillow. It's going to change the world." And she goes, "Okay, this is random." That was her word. "This is random." She went back downstairs. And then I got the, the ideas kept coming to me. I actually bought on faith. I didn't have any money. I had spent almost all my money on the packaging, and before I even had the prototype ready. So I, kind of did stuff. But that's, the guy goes, "This is like getting the cart ahead of the horse." And I went, "Oh, it's going to be real." It took about a year and a half to invent. And when I had it invented, I approached box stores, shopping channels, everything, and it was, I go, "How many you want? I have the best product, not pillow, ever made." And I'm just, I'm an eternal optimistic. I'm
sure.
Going, this is going to, and it was shut out. It was one after another, and then a friend of mine's, or my brother-in-law, his brother, he goes, I asked him, he had other products out there, and he says, "Well, why don't you try a kiosk?"
What is a kiosk? When we continue, Mike Lindell, it was really how the entire pillow operation got underway. And the interesting thing about this was a conversation we taped earlier this week. He was in New York for a very specific purpose, and we were grateful that he was able to come by and tell us this story in depth. We're going to get to what happened in his meeting with Donald Trump before we are done as well. I want you to know that if you're just joining us. But he said, "Kevin, the purpose of my pillow is to change people's lives." That's why he's offering you four pillows for the cost of just one if you call my number tonight, 800-506-2641. You buy a premium, you get two go-anywheres and another premium at no additional charge. 800-506-26.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
See when you call.
So glad you're with us, live from New York, a live shot of Fifth Avenue. If you're just joining us on Biz Television, great TV channels across the country carrying us. Also some 300-plus radio outlets that are also carrying us as well, and we couldn't be happier than to be with you. My special guest tonight is the most successful producer of pillows in the history of the known universe. 25 million pillows sold, and in March he had only sold 11 million. That tells you how fast the MyPillow universe has changed. But Mike Lindell sat down to talk with me about something very different. And that was where he came from and why he thought and thinks that Donald Trump may make a good president for us. He had a private meeting with him, and we get into that at some point in the conversation. But again, back to the exclusive discussion that Mike and I had where his brother-in-law had just told him, try a kiosk.
Well, why don't you try a kiosk? Well, I didn't even know how to spell a kiosk, nor did I know what one was. So I went and I borrowed money from another person to rent this kiosk that year. And we only sold 80 pillows, and it was kind of strange because I was only there probably two of the days because I was out trying to sell my, other avenues, and it was long hours. And but I was there two of the days, and during those 2 days, I mean, it was kind of like, what are the odds? And here two guys had come up two different times, and they were guys, not, you know, women. There was probably the only two guys that came up. And the one guy says, do you have a business card? And I go, check my pocket. I go, well, I'm all out. You know, but I said, here, I'll write you. Here's my, you know, I don't have business cards.
Sure, sure.
So I write my name and a phone number.
You spent all your money on the kiosk.
Yeah, yeah. I give him the, I had hand stenciled signs. I went to Target and wrote a sign, you know, family owned and operated with color crayons. It was down for me, you know. I mean, seriously, I put these little signs in, in January, and you know, I had to borrow more money to buy Christmas presents that year, and for the kids, and we had four little kids, and at that time, I still had faith. I'm going, you know, that this was going to work, and I get a phone call from that guy, and he says, I bought a pillow from you at the Eden Prairie kiosk, and. And he says, this guy that invented the pillow. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, you gave me your number. And he says, this pillow changed my life. It's a miracle. He says, and I run the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show. Would you like a spot in there? And I said, yeah. You know, and I'm thinking, well, it didn't sell that good at the kiosk, but maybe that's different, you know. But I changed. I learned a little bit at the kiosk. I changed a few things. And I got there. And but I mean, that just... divine intervention there of him calling me, and
sure.
It was just amazing. And
well, and even in how you created the pillow, you reversed engineered it. You went people and asked,
absolutely.
What do you find unsatisfying about the pillows that you
I wanted
have?
You to be able to walk down the streets of America and say, what would you like in a pillow? Whatever that came out of their mouth, my pillow would have.
Okay,
everything. I wanted to adjust it and to adjust it to me as an individual, no matter what position I sleep in, to hold me, keep my neck at the right height, and I didn't know anything about sleep interruptions and all that stuff that it would,
right.
You know, what it
eventually
would,
you discover all that.
Lot,
but, yeah.
And it was from hands on, from dealing with the people, you know, year after year and show after show. But anyway, the you know, I wanted it, you could wash and dry it, and I wanted it to last 10 years, you know. I wanted it to give people value. I put a 60-day money-back guarantee. I did all these things, you know, everything you'd want in a pillow, you know, and to reverse engineer it. And once my pillow had it all, I mean, you can't imagine my excitement. I'm going, I've got the, you know, and people laughed at me. You know, I had two kinds of people. The ones who would go, you're not going to get a patent on a pillow. They're laughing behind my back. They're, you know, I'm getting turned down everywhere. And the other half are going, if you come up with it, I want one too. You know, because they had the same problems.
Sure.
And everybody has the same problem. It's across the board.
Everybody has
sleep interruption.
Every
single person has that because of the pillows we've been, you know. It's just an industry where it's just, let's keep selling you. We all have that pillow pile. It's like, you know, it piles up. There's a stat, one statistic. We all have six pillows per person per household.
Wow.
That's incredible. Of course, we're, you know, in 10 years, it's funny that the pillow companies haven't come after me because think how many pillows they would have sold you. You know, you haven't had to get in because you got the MyPillow now.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And, but, you know, going back to it, that was such a success. We sold out that show, and then I got noticed by the Minnesota State Fair, so at least now I knew I could support my family. And I went show to show for the next 6 years.
Driving, sometimes sewing the pillows in
your
living room.
Well, we made them ourselves. Yeah, absolutely. We did everything. I had to learn how to sew. I did, you know, it was everything. It was just, you know, going show. What kept me going, too, was not just my faith, but the people coming up and had bought the pillows before coming up and go, this pillow, it changed my life. It changed my life.
Yeah.
And those testimonials just kept me going. I'm helping people. That's one of my callings is to help people. I love it. And it was just like their looks in their faces when they'd come up it kept me going. And I had a lot of adversity plus my own self-inflicted. I was an addict at the time and people trying to take the company, people trying, you know, you name it, it's happened with my pillow.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, we're speaking to a real life miracle. His name is Mike Lindell, and when he says, what are the odds, that's very true because, I said at the beginning of this interview, you've lived one of the most outrageously adventurous lives I've ever witnessed in a human being. And that's saying something because I've known some crazy people. Right. But, so many of those things, you point to God and say, if God hadn't done that, if he hadn't given me that idea, if he hadn't spoken to me at that time, if he hadn't said, be done with the drugs, and the next day, without any withdrawal, without anything else, you went cold turkey, and to this day, you have never gone back. And and it's I think when people start to hear, and you've got a book coming out that's going to tell the story, but I think when people begin to hear and see that, they are really going to begin to understand to what degree the God of the universe has put his thumbprint on your life.
Oh, absolutely.
And you were talking about how it's for a bigger purpose than what just to do this. I want to get back to, and that's a great snapshot, because I wanted to get back to the day that you went to see Mr. Trump, because you told me that the very first subject he wanted to talk to you about was
God. I walked in, he says, Mike, how you doing? And I'm going, like, I was so nervous, you know, from the night before. I got to bed at 2. What am I going to say? You know, which was probably good, because my energy was a little bit less than I was, you know. And it was just instantly, it was so warming and just casual. It was just like everything people had told me about him. It was amazing. And he said, he seen my cross. You know how I always wear my cross.
Right.
And he said, Mike,
well, you've been advised by, like, the shopping channels and other people to take it off.
And you've
refused to do that.
Absolutely.
And they kind of had to, like, just deal with it.
Right.
Which
is absolutely.
Cool.
But
now that we've actually taken the conversation to where he was actually able to go into Mr. Trump's office, sit down and have that meeting,
why did he want to have the meeting? Why was it important that he talk with Donald Trump? All of that yet to come. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. It's a worldwide exclusive.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Live.
live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. There's a live shot from the top of World Trade 1 looking down on the Brooklyn and Queensboro bridges if you're watching on Biz TV. Quite a Christmas tree we put on in the evening around New York City. You can see lights for miles and miles and miles, and the further up you are, the more enjoyable that is. I hope you're enjoying the discussion with Mike Lindell. It's a worldwide exclusive. He talked with a dozen media people this last week when he was here in New York City, but he only sat down with us to do this long-form discussion of not only why he wanted to meet Donald Trump, but what happened inside the meeting. This hasn't been reported anywhere else. And as two entrepreneurs, I felt like it was important for the nation to get a feel for why Donald Trump would want to meet with a small businessman, someone that was growing a company. You know, we get this idea from watching the news that Donald is, you know, self-obsessed. I think the idea that he goes out and talks to entrepreneurs that are building businesses and solving problems in their communities is actually a good indication of what he may seek to do if he's president of the United States. Get private sector ideas, get private sector in entrepreneurialism, get private sector people that are invested in what's going on to actually come up with accountable solutions instead of just doing what we so often do, and that is elect people, throw a lot of money at it, and then don't really measure whether the results work or not. That's what I hope get into with Mike Lindell in the next portion of our interview. We will continue that into hour two. But I did want to say thank you to MyPillow because they keep us on the air here at Radio Night Live. If it weren't for the great people that we are helping, to get the best night's sleep they've ever gotten, we wouldn't be able to do this. And the fact that every person that has called and gotten their pillow, so many of you have written me and said, Kevin, I didn't believe it for the longest time, but then I put my head on the MyPillow the first time I bought it. And from that night forward, I have had REM cycle sleep every night forward. That was my experience. Over 2 years ago now, Mike gave me a pillow. I'd been stacking up three pillows high on my bed and rolling over, and they would come out of position, and I just couldn't get anything by way of support. I tried the MyPillow the first night. I tucked it with the head-conforming fill right under my neck where my pressure points were, and I dipped into the deepest REM cycle sleep within seconds. And it was just amazing because I woke up feeling so much more refreshed the next day. REM cycles where your whole body is truly relaxed and your organs and your brain are recycling your bloodstream and all the stuff that your body's supposed to do during rest is actually really working really well. So he's come up with this very special deal only for you, only tonight when you call 800-506-2641. If you buy a premium pillow, and this is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It's the only pillow that they endorse. But if you buy a premium pillow tonight, he's going to give you a second premium and two go-anywhere pillows at no additional charge. Those go-anywhere pillows fit in my suitcase. I take them with me everywhere. But you have to call my number to get the special. Promo code KMC for Kevin McCullough. Here's the number, 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Call and tell the person that answers the phone, I'm listening to Mike Lindell on Kevin McCullough's show, and I want four pillows for the price of one. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dashmovie.com.